14L. What is the Hyperloop? Listen to the text and answer the questions in Finnish.
Travel by Hyperloop. At the moment, when we want to travel long distances rapidly, we go by air. The problem with airplanes is that they require huge amounts of energy, pollute the atmosphere, and contribute to global warming. Is there a more sustainable way of transporting large amounts of people and goods? The billionaire entrepreneur Elon Musk thinks he has an answer. The Hyperloop, a land-based transportation system capable of moving passengers distances of 900 miles in around 90 minutes. Here to explain the idea is transport engineer Fiona McKenzie.
Take a look at the first slide. What you see here is basically a sealed pipe raised on pillars. The Hyperloop works by creating a low pressure inside this pipe. The low pressure then allows a capsule or pod full of people to travel from A to B at very high speeds, just the way an airplane can travel fast at high altitudes since there is little air resistance. Notice the wind turbine in the background? Well, that's to signal that, unlike an airplane, very little energy is needed to move the capsule at speeds of well over 700 miles an hour. And the energy used can be drawn from renewable sources. Of course, in this picture, the Hyperloop is surrounded by countryside. However, when it approaches built-up areas, it can then slip underground like our metro systems do at the moment. Now, what will that capsule or pod look like? Well, slide number 2 gives you some idea. Here we can see both an exterior and interior view. On the right is the front end of the capsule. This houses a huge compressor fan. To minimize friction, it sucks in whatever air is in the tube and passes this under the train so it rides forwards on a cushion of air. The cone at the back houses the batteries needed to power the fan. Batteries, not an engine, so no exhaust emissions. It's clean. The section in the middle is where the passengers will sit. There will be room for 30 or so. Now, what is powering the capsule? That secret is revealed in the third slide. Here you can see the rails. The air from the compressor will be pumped out from vents under the capsule, creating a cushion of air. This will lift the capsule up from the rails. Then, magnetic pulses in the rails help the capsule slide forward without actually touching the rails. When the capsule needs to slow down, wheels can be lowered onto the rails so it is able to brake. Think of an airplane's landing gear when it touches down on a runway. The fourth slide summarizes the key advantages of this technology. Firstly, the speed. I've been talking about 700 miles per hour. Let's put that in context. To drive from San Francisco to Los Angeles by car would take you 5 hours and 30 minutes. Take a plane and it's 1 hour and 15 minutes. Hop on the Hyperloop and the journey time is 30 minutes. And there's no risk of being grounded by snow or fog. Furthermore, there's far less risk of an accident than traveling by road, rail, or air because the system is completely immune to wind, ice, fog, and rain. Engineers from many countries are gathering to work on this project. As I speak, a prototype is being built in the Mojave Desert. Will it succeed? It's difficult to say. In my view, the major barrier is unlikely to be technical. It will be persuading people to step inside a capsule, which will be rocketed down a pipe at 700 miles per hour.